This week, poet Dana Gioia became the next head of the National Endowment for the Arts. He starts work later this month. The former head of the NEA was musicologist Michael Hammond, who died last year after just a week on the job. Mr. Gioia is taking over amid calls to restore the agency to what it was before controversy engulfed it in the late 1980s and 1990s. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this report.
Dana Gioia is a businessman and poet from California who's perhaps best known for his book, Can Poetry Matter?, in which he argued that the world of poetry had become too insular. Can the NEA matter? Was the headline of a New York Times op-ed piece that ran in early December when President Bush announced Gioia as his choice to head the endowment. The opinion piece continued that Gioia is just the person to begin leading the NEA back to its original mission in support of individual artists. Congress ended individual artist grants in the mid-1990s in the wake of controversial NEA-supported exhibitions and performances. Raymond Learcy believes it's time to bring those individual fellowships back. Learcy served on the National Council on the Arts, the NEA's presidentially appointed advisory body, during the Reagan administration.
Money coming from an organization on an intermediary level is nice to get, but an NEA grant was an enormous boon, an enormous vote of confidence in the competence of a given artist. That is no longer the case.
More than 11,000 artists received individual fellowships from the NEA between 1966 and 1995. Jane Alexander was head of the endowment at the time Congress ended grant programs to individuals. She fought, successfully, to save grants to individual writers. But Alexander does not think that now is the time to focus on individual fellowships. She says Dana Gioia's first priority should be rebuilding the endowment's budget.
He's in a good position. A new man coming out of California, a poet, to make the rounds of Congress and just yearly add another $15, $20, $30 million to the agency's budget so that we can start to restore what was lost during the 104th and 105th Congresses.
That may be tough in the current economic environment, but Jane Alexander's successor, Bill Ivey, says making the rounds of Congress is critical. Ivey was praised for restoring the endowment's reputation on Capitol Hill and criticized for making the NEA too middlebrow. But he would also like to see individual artist grants return, because he says they're a good investment.
The dollars involved are not necessarily that great, because individual artist fellowships have been in the range of $10,000 to $20,000 over the years. They are a powerful demonstration that our government values artists as a sector of our society and as a part of our economy. And I think that that message is one that it's very helpful to have delivered by our federal cultural agency.
The endowment will be tested on how well it gets those grants to the very best artists and thinkers, says John Frohnmayer, who chaired the NEA under the first President Bush. Frohnmayer believes now is the time for the endowment to be bold in its choices.
All progress socially is made by people who are ill at ease, who are critical of our society and help us to see it in different ways. That's really the artist's role in our society. And to squash that, to eliminate that, because we're afraid of being offended, is to miss the point of the whole enterprise. Not only the enterprise of funding the arts, but what our country is based upon, and that is the right to hear disparate views and the protection of those disparate views, even when they're funded with government money.
Dana Gioia is waiting until he's been on the job for a couple of weeks before he talks about what he wants to do as the next chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts. He begins his post on February 10th. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.